SDSU Swine Day kicks off tomorrow. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Rafe Royal, who is an SDSU Extension Swine Specialist. And good morning, Rafe. Thanks for joining us here today on WNAX.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you guys have Swine Day coming up. Are you guys excited and ready to go for that?
Yes, ma'am. We're extremely excited. Between the graduate students here and the swine faculty, we've been working hard getting things ready. We think we've got an excellent program for folks that are coming in.
Yeah, well, and speaking of that program, I was looking over the schedule a little bit. Seems like a full day of some speakers. Outline some of the stuff that you guys are going to be covering that day.
Yes, ma'am. So we'll start off the day really highlighting our students here, both our undergraduates and our graduate students who have been researching hard, primarily swine nutrition topics over the last year or so. So from 9 to 10, we'll be having a poster competition for those students. Following that, we'll have our introduction from Dr. John Yeager, the department head here in animal science. He'll kind of give you an overview of new and exciting things happening within the department. After that, we'll have discussion from Matt Erickson, an economist, giving you an outlook on the swine industry and his view over the next year or so and what to expect with prices not only of hogs but also of the various commodities that our producers typically feed. Right before lunch then, we'll go into a more detailed research discussion from Dr. Eric Weaver and Dr. Crystal Levesque, two of our professors here in the Department of Animal Science, that'll really give an in-detail look on some of their work, really focusing in on improving sow or longevity and sow productivity. After lunch, we're really going to take a look at the past of the swine industry here in South Dakota, along with a vision for the future. So to do that, we're going to have longtime executive of the South Dakota Pork Producers Council, Mr. Glenn Muller, come in. With Glenn's retirement coming up here fairly soon, Glenn's going to really take a look back at his career, where he thinks the industry's headed, and really hope to motivate younger producers. Following that, Dr. Bob Toller, longtime extension specialist here at SDSU, will go through how he's seen the swine industry from the standpoint of SDSU and where he thinks our program is going to go in the future. After that, we'll have the new CEO of National Pork Board, Dr. David Newman, come in and really give his viewpoint on his vision for the National Pork Board over the next few years and how he hopes to improve pork's place in the market. And then lastly, we'll close up the day again highlighting some of our students, particularly our undergraduate students that have had the opportunity to intern with Production Systems this last summer, really going through the ins and outs of those internships, what they like, what they didn't like, and what they hope Production Systems tweak about those internships to help not only themselves, but their colleagues have a better experience in the future.
Gotcha. And I also heard there's going to be some great food sponsored by some great people as well.
Yes, ma'am. We'll have breakfast and lunch served. Both of those are being sponsored by the South Dakota Pork Producers Council. For lunch, we're going to have a really nice buffet with an herb-crusted pork loin. Should be really good. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. We love our friends over there at the South Dakota Pork Producers. So I guess with that being said, is there anything you're most excited for this day?
You know, I'm really excited to be able to get our students here at SDSU the interaction with producers that are out in the industry. Not only that, but also to get their feedback on how we can help them as extension personnel here at SDSU. Get to hear the things that they're seeing out in the industry, get to hear a little bit more about the problems that they're having and how we can utilize our research and our extension efforts to help them be more productive and more sustainable in their business practices.
Last but not least, I guess location, you know, time, registration, all those fun details.
Yes, ma'am. So we're holding the SDSU Swine Day within Club 71 in the Dana J. Dykow Stadium here on SDSU campus. Registration's technically closed, but we held a few open spots in case there were late registrants. You can get a hold of me via email at raferoyal@sdstate.edu, and I can get you signed up.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.